Welcome back to Last House Channel. My name is Anton Vjeldsen. I'm an attorney in the Southern District of California here in San Diego. If you've been paying attention to my channel, you might remember a case of Maryland versus Pringle, where the Supreme Court held that officers had probable cause to arrest all individuals inside the vehicle, including the front passenger, after drugs were found in the rear seat of the car. The court said that officers did not need to conduct a mini trial to figure out who the drugs belonged to. Instead, the officers were permitted to arrest everybody after all the passengers denied ownership of the drugs. After reading that case, you might think that the argument that you're being at the wrong place at the wrong time is forever foreclosed. But that's not true. Of course, officers need to have a particularized probable cause that it is that particular individual who committed a crime. And today, we're going to look at a case where the officers have poor surveillance, and because of that, the court said the officers did not have probable cause to arrest an individual just because he was at the scene of the crime. I will explain more later, but for now, thanks for watching my channel, subscribing, and sharing it with your friends and family. If you're listening to the podcast version of this recording, consider giving it a 5-star rating. And finally, if you want to support this channel, consider going to lasthash.com and check out my merch, including the Do Not Arrest This Person t-shirts. Thanks for watching.
Quick message from LostHash. Are you charged with a crime? Or do you want to know your rights if stopped by police? Watch California attorney Anton Vjeldsen discuss legal cases from the Supreme Court, Ninth Circuit, and California state courts on the LostHash YouTube page. Anton has handled hundreds of federal and state criminal cases, has an in-depth knowledge of the law, and has the best mustache ever. Subscribe to the LostHash YouTube page. That's LawStache.
Today we'll be discussing United States versus Collins, and it begins with the United States Secret Service conducting an investigation involving a ring trafficking into stolen Treasury checks. The investigation was focusing on Michael Pass, who for months was meeting with a confidential informant and providing stolen Treasury checks. They made an agreement that on a particular day, Michael Pass would deliver $400,000 of face value of stolen Treasury checks. Of course, the confidential informant was wearing a wire, but there were other agents in the area surveilling the building and the surrounding parking lot. The agreement was to meet in a private office. When Michael Pass arrived, he told the confidential informant that he was waiting on other individuals, some of his friends, to come up and deliver more checks. After a few cell phone calls, Michael Pass left the private office, went back to the parking lot, got in his vehicle, and began waiting on his connections. Here's where strange things started to happen. As Michael Pass was sitting in his car, at about the exact same time, a Cadillac arrived and parked on the left side of Michael Pass, and a Toyota Corolla parked on the right side. Now, the officers had a clear view of these two vehicles. But then the surveillance kind of becomes bad. They see a Hispanic male, Mr. Flores, arrive at the scene. Now, they don't know where he came from, whether he was in the vehicles earlier. He was now standing next to Michael Pass's car and next to the Cadillac. Now, at exact same time, they saw an African-American male, Mr. Collins, who was now standing next to Toyota Corolla. Again, the officers are not clear where these two men came from. Now, Mr. Flores got in Michael Pass's car. They sat together for a few minutes, and then two men walked out of the vehicle, went to the building to meet with the confidential informant. When they walked inside, they were both arrested. Mr. Flores was searched, and a few stolen Treasury checks were found on him. Now, that's not the problem. Let's focus now on Mr. Collins. At exactly same time, Mr. Collins was talking to the driver of the Toyota Corolla. and after a few minutes, he walked away, went to Quiznos, got himself a drink, and when he walked out, he also got arrested. Now, Mr. Collins argues that that arrest was illegal in violation of his Fourth Amendment rights. He says there was never any probable cause to arrest him. Well, think about it. Mr. Flores is, of course, connected to this investigation. He arrived at the scene, he met with the subject or the target of the investigation, Michael Pass, and of course, both of them were together. And both of them went to the meeting to meet with the confidential informant. But the only thing that tied Collins to this investigation is the fact that he arrived to the scene and he was present at a public parking lot. Prior to this meeting, none of the agents, the Secret Service, the confidential informant, nobody knew about Mr. Collins. He was not tied. He was not a subject of the investigation. Simply said, he had no connection to this whole ring trafficking of stolen checks. He, of course, argues that the arrest was illegal, and also the subsequent searches that revealed some incriminating evidence have to be suppressed because of this illegal arrest. Of course, before we can talk about the arrest, we have to determine what is probable cause and whether the officers had it. Courts have recognized that the standard for probable cause is not terribly demanding. It merely asks whether under the totality of circumstances, a prudent officer would have believed that there was a fair probability that Collins committed a crime. As the district judge noted, the relevant inquiry is what the agents knew collectively at the time they arrested Collins. Facts uncovered after the arrest are irrelevant. As the facts already cited indicate, the only thing the agents knew about Collins was that he had shown up, perhaps in the white Cadillac, in a public parking lot, and had talked briefly to the driver of another car in that lot, and had gone into a fast food restaurant and purchased a drink. It is true that the agents were expecting a person or persons to arrive in the lot who would be carrying stolen checks. At least one such person, Flores, did arrive and was carrying checks. Entirely missing, however, was any connection between Collins and Flores other than the fact that they appeared from somewhere in a public parking lot relatively contemporaneously. Equally missing is any connection between Collins and Pass. As you might suspect, the Ninth Circuit ruled that this was an illegal arrest, unsupported by probable cause. The facts showed simply that Collins was at the wrong place at the wrong time. But you might ask yourself a question, how is this different from Pringle case? As I mentioned earlier in the introduction, in Maryland versus Pringle, the Supreme Court ruled that officers had probable cause to arrest all individuals inside the vehicle, including the front passenger, after drugs were found in the rear seat. How is it possible that in Pringle, everybody gets arrested, but here there's a commission of a crime, but Collins gets to go home? Well, the court says the difference here is that an intimate interior of a vehicle is worlds apart from a public parking lot. The court says that passengers in the vehicle often engage in common enterprise. The same inference cannot be made about a public parking lot. Just because somebody is committing a crime in a public parking lot does not mean that everybody in that parking lot is part of that crime. And so here, Collins was simply at the wrong place at the wrong time, and we can still use that defense. If you enjoyed that video, please give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel. If you're listening to the podcast version of this recording on Audible or Spotify, please give my podcast a 5-star rating. And finally, if you want to support my channel, consider going to lostash.com and check out some of my merch, including the Do Not Arrest This Person t-shirts. Thanks for watching.